ILO has the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As we all know from experience, promoting changes in people's ideas does not always coincide with promoting changes in their behaviors. I would like to propose some questions from a behavior change perspective, which can be relevant for mobilizing political will for the full and effective implementation of the DTPA. We may not have the answers at this point, but it may still be useful to think together about such questions. The first question is, what are the behaviors that need to be influenced? The relevant behaviors typically vary by setting, in the workplace, in a private setting, in public spaces, in the media, in social media, etc. How to hire, promote, or work with staff in a non-discriminatory manner, for example, or how to teach in a way that is free from biases, or how to develop media that contribute to breaking stereotypes rather than reinforce them. Second, whose behaviors need to change? There are important differences in the audience. It would be interesting, if possible, to share some experiences on how to identify the different segments of the audience to reach out to and which ones to prioritize. For example, victims of racial discrimination, activists, policymakers who support the cause, business persons who may not have given much thought to the matter, or persons who engage in racial discrimination or consider it acceptable. We may also wish to think about what are the good ways to distinguish between different segments of the audience and what are the good ways to reach them. For example, a person who engages in racial discrimination may not be positively predisposed to being labeled a racist. How should we get such persons to the side of equality and non-discrimination? We can also distinguish between different kinds of measures, binding measures, voluntary measures, etc., and look at their relative effectiveness in different contexts. Regarding social norms, there is a well-known idea. If I say, don't think of an elephant, the first thing you think about is an elephant. While highlighting undesirable norms is essential in some contexts, for example, to specify what consists in racial discrimination, in other contexts, people may need to learn more about desirable norms because they are the ones that people should adopt. For example, how to promote ethnic diversity in organizations and other settings. Finally, there is the question of monitoring and evaluation. That is often quite complex. Any good practices or lessons learned in that regard would also be valuable to look into. Thank you.